On April 14th, 2011, this is Pulling You number 61. Greetings, Bridge friends. It's Michael here at Bridge Hands, and welcome to Day 1, Part 1 on Jacobi Transfers. Oswald Jacobi created his transfer bidding approach over 60 years ago. It's a conventional response after partner opens one or two no trump, and responder holds a five-card major or longer suit. Before we begin the basics here, for those of you who have already mastered the Jacobi transfer, conventional bids and responses, you may still wish to view the later slides here in Part 1. In addition to offering the typical bidding logic that determines the bids and the responses, we have included interesting statistical data to enhance and reinforce your learning experience. So let's begin our Jacobi transfer journey by talking about the opening bids. After opener has bid one no trump, they have a well-defined hand. Same with opening two no trump. They have a narrow point range, well-defined, such as 15 to 17. Some people like to play 16 to 18 high card points, and we know the shape. They have a balanced hand with two cards or more in every suit. So as a result, the opener turns over the bidding leadership to the partner, to the responder. The responder may ask for more information on subsequent bids to steer the auction, or they may tell. They may provide bids to terminate the auction at a given point. So let's talk about the big picture of no-trump bidding. What's that bidding philosophy that we have as responder after partner has opened one no-trump? Well, it all begins with a fit. We like to try to find an eight-card or longer suit fit with partner. Lacking a fit, we generally steer the auction towards no trump. And how do we do that as responder? Well, we typically make conventional calls. We'll talk about the asking bids in just a moment. The opener then provides a conventional response, answering the protocol for the questions that we ask as responder. After partner opens one no trump and the responder bids a stamen ask bid to clubs, we'll speak about that in just a moment. The opener has a series of responses, whether or not they have a major suit fit or not. Unlike the stamen bid, though, after partner opens one no trump, the Jacobi transfer bid demands a mandatory rebid of a specific suit. So for those who do not already play the Jacobi transfer, probably wonder, well, what's the benefit of having partner, the opener, bid my suit? Why not just bid it myself? Fair question. First off, the opponents cannot see the honors of the stronger hand, the person, your partner, who opened one no trump. Therefore, it's harder to deduce the partner's honors. The person with the one no trump honors, if they can't see them, they have a hard time figuring it out. It's more difficult to guess finesses. Secondly, when the stronger hand is initially in the fourth seat, that is, if the responder can get the opener to bid the suit that they have a long major in, and that means that the lead comes up to that strong hand, to the one no-trump opener who's now playing in a trump suit. Secondly, the leader or the leader's partner may then be finessed. So the opening play by the leader may cost that leader or the leader's partner a trick based upon finessing either of those opponents. Well, since most people who play Jacobi transfers already play the stamen convention, let's go ahead and do a quick review just to kind of correlate and compare between the two different conventions. First off, in both cases, partner has opened one no trump. For the stamen convention, with a four-card major in responder's hand and invitational values or more, that's typically 8 or 9 points or more, then the responder bids two clubs, so the auction begins one no trump by partner, and two clubs by ourselves. Then at this point, it's asking the opener, conventionally, to disclose a major suit holding. So if the opener has a four-card major, they bid them up the line. If they have four hearts, they will bid two hearts. If they have four spades, don't have four hearts, they'll bid two spades. If they have both hearts and spades, most people agree to go with the lowest up the line, the lower rank bidding two hearts. Lacking either of those, then the opener bids two diamonds to tell responder, I am lacking a four-card major. As captain, then, the responder controls the auction, perhaps asking the opener more questions such as bidding two no-trump to invite game, or perhaps bidding three no-trump to sign off in a 3-0 Trump game, or perhaps even looking for a slam. Now then, the basic differences between Stamen and Jacoby transfer. The Stamen bid is a 4-card major by responder seeking a 4-card major by the opener. Openers typically do not have a 5-card major when they open one no trump. Next, the Stamen responder normally has 7 points or more. There can be an exception for those who play the garbage Stamen, but the basic Stamen, the responder has invitational values. Well, how about the Jacoby? Well, the Jacoby system, the responder has a 5-card or longer major suit. And there's a small exception there, too. Some people play transfers to the minor suits. We'll speak about that in another lesson. And the responder bidding Jacoby transfer, they may have any or no points at all. We're playing one no trump with 16 to 18 points and responder inviting with 7-plus points. A player can do a Jacoby transfer with as few as 0 points. Interesting. So here's the first part of how the Jacoby transfer system works. Partner opens one no trump. Responder then, with a 5-card major suit or longer, the responder will bid one suit less than the 5-card major suit that they hold. The responder bids 2 diamonds with a 5-card or longer heart suit. So the auction would go one no trump by opener, 2 diamonds by responder, with opener dutifully rebidding 2 hearts. With 5 or longer spades, the auction proceeds one no trump by partner. We bid 2 hearts, one less than the suit that they want, and partner, the opener, rebids 2 spades. Notice that in this system, the opener is obligated to accept the transfer bid, provided there's not interference. We'll speak about that later. But recall in the Stamen system, there were a series of 3 steps. They could bid a major if they had it. If not, they bid 2 diamonds. Not so with the Jacoby transfer. The opener must bid the transfer suit. All right, in a moment, we'll start bidding Jacoby no trump responses. But before we do, let's talk about the rebidding strategy by the responder. So with a 5-card suit, the responder will always begin by using a transfer bid. It'll be regardless of the point of the responder, as we've mentioned. And with a 6-card major suit or longer, the responder will always bid and then rebid that suit. In other words, they will insist on that. Why is that? Well, they know that the one no trump opener has at least 2 cards in every suit. So if they have a 6-card major, then as a partnership, they have an 8-card or longer suit. And with an 8-card or longer trump suit, you do want to play in trump. You don't want to play in no trump. In a minor, that's a little bit different story. We'll talk about that later. With a 5-card major suit for a responder, if they have less than 8 points, 8 distributional points, that is, the responder will pass after the transfer has occurred. And with 8 or 9 points, the bidding will continue. There'll be some invitational bids. Let's take a look at it now. Okay, here we go. Partner opens one no trump, 15 to 17 points, balance hand, at least 2 cards in every suit. We as responder have 5 or more spades. What do we bid? Right, we bid 2 hearts. Partner, the opener, what do they bid? Yes, they're forced to bid 2 spades. What is our rebid? Well, if we have less than 8 points, we pass. We know we have at least a 7-card suit. We think we're better off there than just playing in one no trump. Most of the time, partner will have 3 or more cards. Let's think about that. If we have 5 cards in a suit, there's 13 in suit, that leaves 8. So if there are 3 players remaining, on average, it's almost 3 cards held in that suit by each player. So most of the time, opener will have 3. And they're going to have at least 2 if they open one no trump. They're promising a balanced hand. With 8 or 9 distributional points, then, we're not going to pass. Our partner has 15 and 17. If they have 17, we're going to have a chance for a game. So, if we have 5 spades, then we do our rebid of 2 no trump. So it would be 1 no trump, we bid 2 hearts, they transfer to 2 spades, we bid 2 no trump, and then they can make the best call from there. If we have 6 spades, then what happens? It goes 1 no trump, we bid 2 hearts, they accept the transfer to 2 spades, and we bid 3 spades. We invite game. We're saying we know we have a 8-card fit in spades. You have at least two. We have six. Do you want to go to four spades or not? With a minimum? They would not accept. They would pass. These are invitational bids. Well, how about if we have 10 points or more? We know that if partner has 15 to 17, we have enough points for game. Again, if we have five spades, then we start off by bidding two hearts. Our partner bids two spades. Now we rebid three no trump. On the other hand, if we have six spades or more, then it goes one no trump. We do two hearts. They accept the transfer to two spades, and we rebid four spades. And what about those mega hands where you as responder have 15 points or more, as many as the one no trump opener? Well, the auction begins the same. One no trump. Responder, if they have five spades or more, they begin with two hearts. Opener accepts by bidding two spades. And now with 15 points or more, knowing that partner opened with 15 to 17 points, slam is in the air. So how do we explore slam? Well, there are two ways. One is that when we have sufficient controls as responders, a lot of aces and kings, we can go ahead and bid for no trump, ask for aces. Otherwise, without a lot of controls, we just go ahead and Q-bid the controls up the line. At the three level, the opener shows aces after responder shows a second suit. So we recommend the preferred bidding treatment is that when we bid a second suit, it shows a strong interest in slam. We don't do it with a so-so situation where we have a two-suiter with, say, 10 points. We'll go ahead and do our transfer and then either rebid three no-trump, or if we have a lot of honors in that first suit, we may just want to insist upon that being the trump suit. That's an option you'll have to consider, the high card points in your aggregate hand. So earlier we promised you some statistics to validate the benefits of the Jacobi transfer bid. Let's take a look at it. So first, let's take a look where responder has few points. So the responder has five card major suit, and opener, of course, promises at least two cards in that suit. So we'll take a look at a balanced responder hand. That is a shape of 5, 3, 3, 2, 5 and 1 of the major suits. We'll use spades for our test analysis. We'll run through 100 hands, and we'll take a look at the data. Okay, we'll take a look at playing in no trump versus the same cards playing in two hearts or two spades. That is when we as responder have 5 of a major suit. How about when we have 2 points? Okay, if it's playing in one no-trump, we're going to make 7 tricks 6% of the time. Well, our partner has 15 to 17. We only have 2, so we certainly shouldn't expect that we're going to be making 7 tricks. And if we have a long major suit, we have 5, and our partner has 2 or 3. Well, how about if we're playing in 2 hearts or 2 spades? It goes up to 54%. So that we can see 6% versus 54%. It's a no-brainer. We want to play in 2 of the major suit. How about the opportunity to make 8 tricks? Well, it's down to 1%. Versus if we're playing in 2 of a major, we have a 22% chance to make 8. So we may not make 8 tricks, but by golly, we're going to make at least 7. We'll only go down 1 by transferring to a suit. All right, how about if we increase the points to 4? To make 7 tricks in no trump, a 30% chance. If we're playing in 2 of a major, an 80% chance. The chance to make 8 tricks goes to 9%, and we now make the 50% hurdle. We're going to make our 2 heart or 2 spade game half the time with 4 points. Okay, kind of interesting to know, isn't it? So when our partner opens one no trump, whether they have 2 or 3, we're likely to make it half the time. And of course, if they have 4 cards in our suit, we're obviously going to have a much greater chance of making our contract. How about 6 points? In no trump, well, now we can make 7 tricks 69% of the time, but in 2 hearts or 2 spades, 94%. And we know that, yes, we take one more trick in our heart or spade suit, but we're up to 79 versus the 69 for playing in one no trump. For 8 tricks, 36% chance. So we can see that playing in a suit fit, even if partner maybe only has 2 card fit with us, in aggregate, we're going to do much better playing in a trump suit. So the idea is, even though we have a bust hand or near it with maybe 1, 2, 0 points, who knows? We still do a transfer to our suit. Our partner has at least 2 or 3 cards in the suit, 4 on a very good day. We have 5. We want to play in a trump suit. We don't want to play in no trump. Let's take a look at some more statistics. Okay, so once again, we're going to take a look at 100 hands with a typical fit of 2, a 3, or a 4 card fit with our 5. This time, though, we're going to take a look at unbalanced hands as well as the balanced hands. So in this situation, we're going to go ahead and use our same reference before with our 5-3-3-2 balanced hand. But on the unbalanced hand, it could be a 5-4-2-2, a semi-balanced hand, a 6-3-2-2 hand, or maybe a 5-4-3-1 or a 5-5-2-1 hand. Here we go for 2 points. Same numbers as before. For the unbalanced, though, we can see that it goes up by about 11%. It goes from 54 to 65%. So as our hand gets more unbalanced, we get more points. So that increases the benefit of the Jacobi transfer, doesn't it? And for 8 tricks, 22 to 27. How about when we get 4 points? When we have 4 points, we're going to make 7 tricks 95% of the time. And rather than 52% chance to make our 2-level major suit contract, it goes up to 64%. If we have 6 points, 94% for the balanced hand. For an unbalanced hand, 99% almost every time is going to make 7 tricks. And rather than a 79% chance with 8, we're up to 89%. So you know what that means, don't you? With 6 points and an unbalanced hand, we're oftentimes making a game, aren't we? Something to consider. So in part 2, we'll have a handful of hands like these, where a south hand will have a 1-no trump opener, and responder will have 2, 4, or 6 points. We'll take a look at the different auctions, and we'll see the number of tricks we make in our suit contract versus a no trump. And this should be a good exercise to not only reinforce the benefits of the transfer, but also to see quantitatively how many tricks we make with different high card point ranges. Okay, Bridge friends, I hope you enjoyed part 1 of our lesson today. For our free Premium and Ultra members, on our next segment, we will analyze bidding and play based upon our Jacobi transfer lesson. For our Premium and Ultra members, in part 3, we have more exciting hands and commentary dealing with hands on bidding and play, opener with the balanced 1-no-trump bid, and responder transferring to a major along with their rebids. Of course, if you're not currently a member, we welcome you to regularly begin enjoying membership privileges for under $10 for a 3-month subscription. So don't delay. Come on down to Bridge Hands and sign up today. Okay, everyone, I will see you on the flip side. Bye for now.